broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for Friday, March the 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. It is a freedom-loving Friday. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir. All right, I think Kurt Crosby's missing in action now. We'll try to get him back, too. And we had last hour on Terry Colafrancesco doing a great job. MEJ.com. We talked about his book called Big Q, Little Q, The Calm Before the Storm. And no doubt more Americans are having their hearts fail them. Men's hearts shall fail them. It was predicted, biblically speaking. But you know what? We need to have encouragement for when we feel weak in the heart, folks. We talked about this high blood pressure. You snooze, you win. If people get a lot of good rest, if they pray, if they eat right, you know, good things can happen. The United States saw a record number of deaths from alcohol, drugs, and suicide, so much so that President Trump signed an executive order on Tuesday aimed at stemming this problem. Kurt, you with me? What do you say to that?
Yeah, sorry. I was printing a whole bunch of things, and I forgot about the time. I had a little printing malfunction in the Patriot printing office here, you know. Man, it's amazing to see what's happening.
Yeah, while Kurt Crosby's missing in action, I'm trying to get our guest and do the show and take the notes. And we got it going on, but our guest is with us, David A. Clark, Jr.
There you go.
Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be on with you.
There's so much to discuss. Before we get to what you're doing now, I just got a couple of quick questions for you. What do you think of this QAnon thing? Do you have an opinion on it?
QAnon, I don't know what you're talking about.
So that QAnon is this thing where it's like a WikiLeaks thing. This Q is what everybody's talking about. And there's big lawsuits with Jerome Corsi and Larry Klayman and all kinds of people about it. Alex Jones and all these guys are in the middle of it. And this Q is supposed to be kind of a reporting idea of what's going on behind the scenes. And, you know, they claim that there's this going to be this massive takedown by Donald Trump of the swamp. And, you know, Donald's going to take the swamp down. And what do you say to all that? Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I'm slightly familiar with it, but, you know, I try not to follow the theater that goes on in Washington, D.C., and that's what I think this is, to be honest with you guys.
The reason I bring it up is because there's lawsuits relating to it. You know, there's a lot of talk show hosts talking about it. And, I don't know what's true. I know there's a battle between good and evil for sure. I know the swamp in Washington, D.C. is deep and no doubt murky and full of disaster. I know they're trying to take down Donald Trump at every turn, but I know good people are doing good things on the other side of this equation. And I know that I'm doing the best I can and you're doing the best you can. And President Trump's doing the best he can. And you know what? I don't think that things are going to be easy, but I also don't believe that the bad side will win, David.
No, in the end, they won't. There's a higher being that I believe in, and I'm not going to guess as to your particular leanings on that faith wise, but you know, this is one of those instances, I believe. It's one of those rabbit holes that we get dragged down into sometimes, and that's why I call it the theater of Washington, D.C., where people, especially, you know, you talked about some talk show hosts, mainly on TV, that lead with these stories. And I think these are nothing more than shiny objects. You know, there's obviously some nonsense going on there, but at the same time, what I try to do, Sam, is I try not to be allowed to be dragged down a rabbit hole that's going to lead to nowhere. One of the things it's designed to do is fill in time when there's nothing else to talk about. Some of these other issues that are going on, you know, all the juice has been squeezed out of the orange, so then they chase these shiny objects to give themselves some air time, some TV time to fill. And I'm one of those that there are too many, as you know, there are too many important things that this country's dealing with right now. And I'm just not one of those guys that chases these shiny objects.
The reason that I bring it up is because in the Bible it says, you know, men's hearts shall fail them. And I think what we need to do is replace fear with faith. I think what we need to do is say, God put us on the earth at this time, and we want to be instruments in his hands to carry forth his will. And I think what we really need to do is focus on the things that matter most. And another headline says this: U.S. saw record number of deaths from alcohol, drugs, and suicide. And this kind of is what I mean. We can't always look for the escape. We can't always look for the shiny object. We can't run around in fear. And I believe that's what the mainstream press is just flat out fomenting. That's what everything they do and talk about and is about that.
There's no doubt about it. You know, that's the one of the tactics used by big media. I call them corporate media, to get people to not focus on and not want to talk about the things that are important to this country. You know, you mentioned the over 70,000 deaths related to drugs and alcohol. There's a crisis going on in this country that most people already know about, the fentanyl, the opioid crisis. These things are hard to think about and focus on, and so people need an escape. And so we talk about these things too often. I'm talking about big media. I'm not talking about your platform, but big media talks about things that are irrelevant in society. This is an orchestrated attempt, it really is, by corporate media to dominate, to control, to decide what we're going to talk about, what we're going to focus on. And what I try to do as an individual, you know, I try to use metaphorically guerrilla warfare type tactics in going at big media to try to break through with stories. You know, I do a lot of writing, do a lot of interviews, like opportunities with your program. And that's how you break through. I think if you build a critical mass of people, you, me, and others, continue to do this in a pinprick type fashion, we can break through their dominance of the media. But I want to stay focused on things that really matter to Americans.
And I think what matters to Americans right now is saying, hey, don't let your heart fail you. Don't spiral down in fear. Don't take the bait for all these negative stories. Don't get tied up with drugs and alcohol and depression and suicide. Get on your knees before God. Know there is a higher power, and it sure ain't government, and it sure ain't the media. And do your best to keep the commandments of God, and then move forward with faith and say, what's my place in this? What can I do to improve things? What can I do to focus on things? There's a lot of things people are doing that are good. I'm in the media. You're writing and speaking and doing a lot of good. But Donald Trump has been really trying to build this wall, because what he's saying is, hey, we just cannot have these drug cartels controlling the border. We just can't have these drug traffickers. And that's kind of why I bring into this all this suicide and drug abuse. And is a great degree of the source of this relates to this fact that the wall leaks like a sieve, that the drug cartels and the sex traffickers and the human traffickers and, I don't know what you want to call them, slave traders and stuff, these people are just running around free, and they got to be stopped if we're going to protect America. I guess you've been drafted to get involved in that, right?
Oh, you have to. And it's going to be, you know, I remind people, Sam, there's no finish line to this fight that we're having. It's always going to be a work in progress. Sometimes the going will be slow. Other times there'll be great leaps of progress. But going back to faith in God, that's one of the things that the American left, this liberal progressive ideology has done, is they've tried to marginalize God, remove God and faith from the public square. They're starting to give what they call religious tests to judicial candidates, for heaven's sakes, at the federal level, that if they're a Christian and a Catholic, and they're not afraid of their faith, they're excluding them from judicial positions, for heaven's sakes. There have been several great legal minds who were candidates that were forwarded to President Trump that the Senate Judiciary Committee, through this process called blue slips, they were all Democrats, that wouldn't let these things move forward. So, you know, you talk about the wall, the crisis on our southern border. It is a crisis. I was there about 3 weeks to a month ago. I went down there and spent 4 or 5 days. I didn't just go in for an hour like Jim Acosta and take some photo ops and get the hell out of there. I spent time down there talking to Border Patrol agents. I spent time talking to Border Patrol commanders, talking to residents who are dealing with this crisis on a daily basis. I saw some weak points in the Rio Grande Valley sector in McAllen, Texas, where drugs are flowing across the border. Gangs are flowing across the border. We ran into caravans of people coming up from Guatemala and Honduras. I have those pictures. I don't have to make anything up. I posted many of those pictures. They're literally just walking across the border. President Trump knows this is a crisis, and he's going to deal with it. Other presidents have paid lip service to this. They've said they're going to do something. They blather about it on Capitol Hill. You know, a lot of saber rattling and a lot of kabuki theater, and then nothing gets done. Well, this President Trump has made it clear he's going to do something. But you can see the opposition that he's up against. And it isn't just from the Democrats. It's also from people within his own party. So he had to exercise the declaring a national emergency well within the Constitution, well within the law to do. But now the Congress is screwing with him again over that.
What do you think is going to happen here? I think the Democrats have basically gone so far left and so far extreme and so far belligerent. And when I say the Democrats, I don't mean the traditional Democratic Party per se. I mean individuals that want to Shanghai the party almost, it seems. Ocasio-Cortez, Maxine Waters, some of these people, they have just taken things off the charts. And I think Americans are going to reject that view, aren't they?
We can only hope. You know, the thing is that I am going to blame the party because all of those members are individuals and they can back out and have a different voice, but they refuse to do so.
All right, quick pause. David Clark Jr. with us. He's working for Build the Wall. We'll talk about that too coming up. This is Liberty Roundtable Live, a whole lot of topics. We control the narrative, ladies and gentlemen. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
All right, I got a cool story. It's a little bit old, but I want to bring it up anyway. Federal jury sides with Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. in Facebook free speech case. This is part of the epic battle we're having with the media, isn't it?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. You know what the left is trying to do? They're trying to strangle the Constitution. They're trying to suppress First Amendment rights. They're trying to suppress the Second Amendment, people's ability to own firearms, defend themselves, and do whatever legal means that they want to use a firearm for. Like I said, they're suppressing religion. This is a totalitarian movement. It's a totalitarian effort. And we have to wake up to it and realize what they're about and not try to get along with these people. I've said this. People think it's too strong. I don't care. I don't sugarcoat anything or varnish anything. progressivism is like a germ that needs to be exterminated.
Because the bottom line is, their fundamental agenda strikes at the very heart of, in many cases, if they're members of Congress even, they've sworn an oath to the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, to protect our nation from enemies, foreign and domestic. They got a massive conflict of interest going on, don't they?
Oh, without a doubt. That's why I said they're anti-constitutionalists. And they make that clear. They're on a socialist bent. And as you know, communism is the forebearer of socialism. You have to get to a socialist state first before communists take tactics and dictators take over. That's the mission they're on. That's what they're trying to do. I'm trying to open people's eyes to what is actually going on here. Sometimes I think the American people are a little bit asleep at the switch. I realize people are busy. I realize that people take the constant confrontation that goes on in Washington, D.C., the political nonsense, but that's what I'm here for, to do that work for them. That's why I tell people, go to my website, americasheriff.com. I write a lot. I write for townhall.com. I write a weekly column. I talk about these things to keep people informed, to let them know what's really going on with the American left and how dangerous that it is.
There you have it. We got an epic battle on our hands, ladies and gentlemen, and we're fighting the good fight every day. Do you think Donald's going to get the wall built?
He's going to do everything that he can within his constitutional power to do it. So, you know, some of the wall is being built, but it's at a snail's pace. It's underway, but he wants to get this thing done. You know, you only get 4 years. He's only got 2 years left. So he has to move fast. But in Washington, everything moves at a snail's pace. But he succeeded in a lot of the other things that he's tried to do as president of the United States. So, yeah, in the long run, I think he'll get this done. There's no doubt in my mind. He's a winner.
All right. I pray that he gets it done. I think a wall is part of the issue. I think a wall needs to be part of the solution. But I think we're really seeing what a lot of these people are truly about, though, even on the Republican side. And that's why I'm not really willing to pick out party. I mean, I think parties can be evil. The Founding Fathers warned us against them. But I think a lot of these individuals, hey, Donald got blocked as much by his own party in many cases as he did by the Democrats.
Political parties are part of the problem. That's why I don't belong to a political party. I never have. I ran as a Democrat because the sheriff's a partisan race in the state of Wisconsin. But I never joined the Democrat Party. That's one of their hang-ups about me. I've been orphaned by them. I've been kicked out. But that's okay. I'm an American first, and I have the Constitution at heart. That's what I'm fighting for. I'm fighting for people's freedom and liberty here in America, not for a political party.
All right. Trump has been doing a lot of the things that he said he'd do. Now, I realize in many ways he's been blocked at every turn, so it's an epic battle. Sometimes it even feels like one step forward, two steps back, and then it's, hey, one step back and two steps forward. But I do believe we are gaining on it. I do believe that we are making a difference. I like to say it this way. You know, a lot of people are critical of Trump, and I agree if you're just going to look at what we hoped to get done when he was running for office and what we've got done, it seems like we're far away. But I look at it and say, I also don't know of a single president in my lifetime, period, that's even willing to take on these issues, much less do their best to solve them. Some people are speaking out about this very topic, Kurt.
Well,
that's right, David A. Clark. I don't know if you saw it, but Glenn Beck was on the Fox News Hannity program last night. He's basically, the headline for Breitbart says, Beck morphs again. Trump proving me wrong every step of the way. Then he says, Trump doing what he said he would do. You know, and so he's basically saying he's thrilled to see that he's doing the things he said he would do. He praised the president for his positions on abortion and socialism. At the end of the interview, Hannity asked him if he was going to vote for Trump. He said, well, that's probably not a good idea, because if I'm voting for him, it's a kiss of death. But anyway, Glenn Beck on President Trump.
But I wonder, is it a morph or is it an acknowledgement of the truth?
Well, Glenn Beck, he's a friend. He's seen the light. You know, at least he has. Better late than never, I say.
Amen.
But as Glenn Beck and others have realized, and people like you and me from the beginning, when we got behind this candidate, when there were 16 other people in the field, this is about leadership. right? That's all I expect. All these things that people complain about with Trump, well, he tweets too much. Well, he does this. Well, he did that. You know, well, you know, Stormy Daniels. I don't care about any of that stuff.
By the way, just so everybody knows, Stormy Daniels just lost another lawsuit against Donald Trump, just so you know.
Yeah, and she'll continue to, you know, she was led astray by this Michael Avenatti, this ambulance-chasing tort lawyer who was looking for headlines and some FaceTime on TV. But, you know, the president stays focused. He just plows ahead. He doesn't get distracted by all the stuff going on around him, this Mueller investigation, that witch hunt, that anti-constitutionalist witch hunt that's going on, attacking American citizens using the law. And now the Democrats have issued, 8,000 subpoenas for American citizens and corporations, prying into their lives, prying into their business. This is the thing that the founding fathers were afraid of with a strong central government. And here we are today facing and dealing with the things that they feared the most.
Well, there you go. I think it's an epic battle that we face. I do think that Donald, for the most part, is focused. And what I find fascinating is, you know, they dubbed a term called paper terrorist. And what a paper terrorist is, David Clark, is somebody who files lawsuit after lawsuit or information requests, Freedom of Information Act requests, or on the local level, they're called grandma requests, etc. And they file this stuff intentionally just to bury and overwhelm the system. And they've nicknamed them paper terrorists. These Democratic leaders have turned into paper terrorists, sir.
Yeah, what it is, it's a campaign of menace. It's a guerrilla warfare type tactic. When you know you don't have the means with which to accomplish an objective because your opponent is too powerful and too strong, you use guerrilla type warfare tactics. That's what's going on with the Trump administration. That was what the Mueller investigation was about. It's what the Democrats in Congress, now that they're in charge, are going to campaign. They're going to conduct. They're just going to continue to harass this president. No president in American history has been harassed like Donald Trump. They're going to harass American citizens. They're going to harass gun-supporting organizations like the NRA. They're going to harass individual American citizens. This is dangerous stuff. It really is. People need to remind themselves of this, that they may not be on the receiving end of it today. They may be looking at this from the outside. But if they can do it to these individuals, they can do it to you. And so if you look at it and say, well, that's happening over there, I'll let them deal with it. That's what goes on in Washington, D.C. This stuff is going to spread. And it's going to spread until the Democrats completely control our government, control our lives. And that's why a sense of urgency needs to be established and maintained by the American people to eradicate, exterminate this in its infancy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's kind of an interesting thing. You've got a hate battle going on, and the Southern Poverty Law Center has been against us all. Anybody that believes in God, family, and country, or wants to protect life, liberty, and property is under the gun of the Southern Poverty Law Center. And what I find fascinating about this is that's literally their research has gone straight to Congress now. Congress literally just crafted this anti-hate bill. Everybody's a bigot. Everybody's a hater everywhere, except for what? Their ambivalence? Is that how it is, David?
Sure. There's no doubt about that. And like I said, and like you're talking about, this stuff's going to continue. You know, we lost the midterms. I say we. I'm talking about people on the side of the Constitution, people on the side of God and country. We didn't get out there in the numbers that we needed to keep the Democrats from taking control. So now they have control of the House. This is what we're going to have to deal with. But this can be defeated. I mean, we still have some good conservatives in the Congress. Many of them are in the Senate. So we have to continue to support this president, though, and send a message through the polling that we're not leaving this president. We believe in what he's doing, and we're here to stay.
Not only are we here to stay, from what I understand, President Trump has an incredible 4th of July event he's been talking about a little bit. Let's talk about that. Sam Kirt, David A. Clark Jr., this is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A jolting February jobs report, as the government says the U.S. economy added about 20,000 jobs last month when economists were expecting to see 180,000 jobs added. It means it was the worst month for job creation since September 2017. The jobless rate fell a tenth to 3.8%. The good news in the report?
Average hourly earnings rose 11 cents to $27.66 year over year. That's up 3.4%, the highest since April 2009.
That's Kevin Cirilli of Bloomberg. The tornado affected sections of Alabama to get a visit from President Trump later today. Alabama, Georgia, and Florida all hit by a series of destructive tornadoes, but it was in eastern Alabama where 23 people were killed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is frozen food month as we turn the calendar into March, and there's so much that you can do with frozen foods.
There is so much innovation going on in the frozen food aisle. You're going to find foods in the frozen food aisle that line up with every consumer dining habit, health trend, special diet.
You know, I've got a real money-hungry audience. Could you tell them how they have a chance to enter a contest and win $10,000.
Absolutely. We've got that for them. So all the listeners out there can go visit easyhomemeals.com. And for National Frozen Food Month here in March, we've got $10,000 in prizes available. So all they've got to do is go to easyhomemeals.com and enter for their chance to win. easyhomemeals.com. And get out to their supermarkets and just take a stroll down the frozen food aisle and see what's new and exciting there.
A member of the federal jury that convicted the former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort on 8 felony counts of bank and tax fraud last August says now that he's been sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison, she's hoping he won't get a pardon.
I support President Trump. He's our president. He was elected, and I think he's doing a good job, but I will be very disappointed in him if he does pardon Paul Manafort for Paul Manafort's crimes.
Paula Duncan speaking there on MSNBC. Manafort will be back in a courtroom, this time in Washington, D.C. next week for sentencing in a conspiracy case. A federal appeals court says asylum seekers in the U.S. should be able to go to court to appeal a rejection. The ruling by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals broadens constitutional protections for illegal immigrants, opening the way for some to stay in this country. Remember to find us online. We're at usaradio.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, what do you think? Is Donald Trump going to pardon Paul Manafort, David Clark?
I don't know. I try not to get into the president's head. He'll do the right thing. Paul Manafort, and I don't have to defend him. He's got lawyers. He's got good lawyers. But the fact is that this whole thing was a result of the Mueller investigation that was supposed to investigate this alleged, and it's not true, Trump-Russia collusion to steal the 2016 election. Paul Manafort didn't have anything to do with that. What he was convicted of were things that happened well before Trump announced his run for presidency, well before the president won the nomination, well before he was one of the campaign directors early on.
And believe it or not, in my mind, a lot of that could be tied a whole lot more to, say, a Clinton and or a Barack Obama, if you want to get technical and dig into it, right?
Without a doubt. There's where the real crime is, but of course they're looking the other way. So, you know, that's your question. I'll say it again. I try not to get in the president's head. The president will do what he thinks is best.
What I find fascinating, though, is we've got all these people. They're setting the stage in the media once again to have people believe they know what's going on and they know who's who and what's what. And I'm just telling you right now, you got criminals running the asylum in many ways, and Donald Trump's trying to deal with it. And, man, they're just trying to get him every way from Sunday, it appears to me. He's far from perfect, but I believe he's making a tremendous difference. All right, I want to mention this Greenpeace thing a little bit because it's so critical what's going on here. So even the, I don't know what you say, I'm not a Greenpeace supporter guy, okay? But now even the people have gone so far off the rails that even the Greenpeace guy's speaking out against them, Kurt.
Well, that's right. The headline from Breitbart: Greenpeace founder, global warming hoax pushed by corrupt scientists hooked on government grants. You know, with the whole Green New Deal thing, it's a big news. You know, and there's also a kind of companion story. It says Greenpeace founder, fossil fuel saved life on Earth from an early demise. Man, they're coming to their senses.
Well, when you say that, it depends on who we're talking about. I mean, Greenpeace, the leader there might be speaking out, but Ocasio-Cortez is off her rocker crazy. But I bring this up because they're really trying to use the environment against us all, too, David.
Yeah, and, you know, the former founder, I should say, of Greenpeace, he realized what was going on. It's why he got out of it. This movement was hijacked. It was hijacked by these environmentalist wackos who saw a chance at political power and votes out of this movement. They could easily dupe the American people into believing that the United States of America was one of the leaders in polluting the air, the water, the environment, when nothing could be further from the truth. It's China. It's places like China and India that are the leaders in polluting the air. But they saw this and turned it into a political movement, the people who hijacked this movement. And I'm glad that the former founder called them out. That's all this is, the Green New Deal, whatnot. It's an attempt at votes and political power to control the American people, to eviscerate our way of life, the things that have made this country as great as it is. It employs people, some of the creature comforts that we have, that we are the envy of the world about, and they want to get rid of that stuff. It's not going to work, but at the same time, there are a lot of people out there who have been duped, who have no idea what the science on global warming or climate change is. In cult-like fashions, they just believe this stuff, they just follow it, they glom on to people like Ocasio-Cortez, you know, as some sort of cult-like figure, because that's what she is. And they're buying into this lock, stock, and barrel without any forethought, without peeling the layers back to figure out what is this about, what are they talking about. It's brainwashing is what it is. So I'm glad that this Greenpeace founder came out and exposed these people, because he speaks for credibility, because he started the Greenpeace initiative. And so who better to talk about it than him?
There you have it. I just found that fascinating because it really highlights a little bit about what's going on here in America, where, you know what, these people have just gone off the rails to where even people in the past that we may not have thought was great, they're even standing up in many cases for exactly what we believe in now. Because you know what? We weren't as far apart as the mainstream press made us believe in the beginning. And now good people are standing up everywhere and the bad people are standing up everywhere. And you're just starting to get an understanding of people's true colors, as I see it. All right. You're with We Build the Wall, Inc. now. WeBuildTheWall.us is the website for this. David, tell me what's going on there then.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I have a new endeavor right now. I'm on the board of directors of the We Build the Wall. If people just put that in their search engine, go to the website and poke around. But the mission is to unite private citizens that share a common belief in providing national security for our southern border through the construction and maintenance of physical barriers inhibiting illegal entry into the United States. It's one of the reasons why I went down to the border. We looked at some of these areas that were vulnerable. We talked to landowners down there who were under siege, and they can't get any help from the federal government. So that's where the We Build a Wall is going to step in to help those individuals build sections of wall. We can do it a lot cheaper, and we can use better materials than the federal government would do. They'll contract this out to the lowest bidder. There'll be scam artists that the federal government will hire to do this. And so that's what we're doing. But you know, I encourage people to go to We Build a Wall, make a donation. You can poke around. Like I said, this is a very 100% of the money raised by from this, by the way, goes toward the construction, maintenance, administration of the wall. So this is led by a military veteran, a triple amputee. He was hit by rocket fire in Iraqi Freedom, the War of Iraqi Freedom. Lost both legs and one of his arms. He's the one veteran that has survived the most catastrophic injuries in any war. It was horrific, and nobody gave him a chance to live. He survived, and so now he's taking on this mission. But there are a number of people involved in this. For instance, Brigadier General Robert Spalding, people may know him, ex-Navy SEAL and businessman Eric Prince, former Secretary of State of Kansas Chris Kobach, myself. We have an angel mom, Mary Mendoza, who's on the board of directors, former Colorado Congressman and presidential candidate Tom Temcrato. So we have a group of professionals, people who are committed to this country. We realize that the government has fiddled around with this for nearly three decades, and it's gotten worse. And so true-blooded Americans that are committed to the sovereignty of the United States have stepped up. They've donated. They put their money where their mouth is. To date, we've raised over $20 million. We need a lot more, and that's why I encourage people to go there to donate. Poke around. If you want to make sure, before I ever tell anybody to donate to a cause, I tell them, do your due diligence. Poke around. See what's going on. It is a 501 C4, so they are registered. But it's a great endeavor, and I'm really excited to be involved in this effort.
And here's what's fascinating, a little bit of context. I'll press the context button to help out a little bit here. Brian is the guy that started the GoFundMe that said, hey, we'll build the wall ourselves. And then government came back and said, oh, we can't take the money. And GoFundMe tried to say, well, we'll refund the money and all this stuff. And Brian basically came back and said, no, wait a minute. We the people are more creative than that. And he put together a plan to move forward anyway, right, in a meaningful way that doesn't cross those lines but does mean we can make a difference.
Right, and I think that the fact that Brian said, hey, you know, if people want their money back, they can get it, shows that he's committed and shows that his heart is in the right place. The worst thing that we could have done, we went in a different direction, was to give the money to the federal government, because first of all, it would have had to just go into U.S. Treasury for general spending, so that would have been a huge mistake.
And yeah, because then the Democrats would get a hold of it and go berserk with their environmental wackoism.
Probably give it out to protect, fund sanctuary cities, and provide services to illegal aliens.
That's what they seem to do best. But Brian's doing a great job, though. So the reason we bring this up, folks, is David A. Clark Jr. is involved in this. This is where we wondered, you know what? Brian stood up, did a great job, and then, hey, what's he going to do now? Well, this is the culmination of what he's doing now. This is the next chapter in what Brian is doing. He's surrounded himself with incredible people to really highlight this issue and to say, hey, the next step is in the hands of the American people. And what we really need to do is make sure the people back President Trump, because we can then control the narrative, Sheriff.
Well, here's the thing that really attracted me to it when they asked me to join their board of directors. You know, a lot of people go around and they talk a big game, especially in Washington, D.C. You see people on TV, you know, on these cable news shows, and they're up there slapping their gums, talking a big game, but they never come with any action. It's never followed by an action plan or plan of action, actionable items to actually do something about it. Brian not only went out there and talked a big game, but he backed it up through action.
Yes, he did. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we'll talk more about it. More about the efforts and highlighting what's going on at the border, what we can do to make sure that President Trump can keep his promise to build the wall. WeBuildTheWall.us is the website. David Clark with us. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, David A. Clark Jr. is with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the organization. He sits on the board for this group with Brian and others, doing a great job. We Build the Wall, Inc. WeBuildTheWall.us is the website. And if you're looking for compromise, you've come to the wrong place when it comes to Sheriff Clark. AmericaSheriff.com is his personal website. What do you think of what the Oath Keepers is doing? They've been down on the border trying to highlight what's going on. They've been having some rallies. They've been trying to get information to President Trump about some things. President Trump gave them a little bit of a thumbs up and some things. What do you think of the Oath Keepers and what they're doing on the border?
Sure. Before I get into that, though, going back to We Build the Wall, we're having two town hall events. I want to let your listeners in on. If you're in the Michigan, Detroit, Michigan area, we'll be there on the 17th. I'm sorry, the 14th in Michigan. You can find this out at the website, but also we'll be in Ohio next week in Cincinnati on the 12th for some town hall meetings. So if some of your listeners are in those areas, please show up at those town hall events. But as for the Oath Keepers.
Fantastic. Before you go on, though, I hope Ted Nugent shows up to the Michigan one.
That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Great friend as well.
Yeah, anyway, yeah. Go ahead, sir.
But as for the Oath Keepers, you know, I've been involved with them for some time now, committed Americans. The thing I like about the Oath Keepers is that they hold people's feet to the fire. You know, people take an oath, especially elected officials. I took an oath. I took it every time I took when I became a police officer. And every time I was promoted within the Milwaukee Police Department, I had to take an oath. And when I became sheriff of Milwaukee County, an elected position, I had to take an oath as well. That oath was to defend and support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution and the laws of, in my case, the state of Wisconsin. But too many people, those are just words on paper. They don't mean it. They don't live by it every day. And I live by it every day. And I think that's why they recognize me. When you take an oath, it should mean something. You're giving your word. And not only that, you're swearing to God, for heaven's sakes. That you'll uphold your end of the deal. But like I said, for too many people, as a matter of fact, there's a move in Congress to take So Help Me God out of the end of the oath. You see how they're trying to remove God from the public square and from public life. But the Oath Keepers are out there making sure people live up to what they swore that they would do. I'm old school. When I took my oath, you don't have to do this, but I put my hand on a Bible. And so if nothing else...
Hey, man, I think we need to do that, sir.
Sure, I think it's not just symbolic, but I think it's a testament because people see that and it means something. They say, hey, wait a minute. If he's got his hand on the Bible, he can't go back on what he's saying because he's going against God. And so that's why I do it whenever I take an oath, is I swear with my hand on the Bible. So the Oath Keepers, and I'd like to see that thing grow, to hold these elected officials who have taken an oath to defend the Constitution, hold them accountable. If you support a sanctuary city, that is against the Constitution's supremacy clause, number one, that the Constitution is the law of the land, not some local ordinance to become a sanctuary city, but is also a violation of U.S. sovereignty.
There's no question about it, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think of this, Kurt? I think the Oath Keepers are doing a phenomenal job. I think they're holding rallies. I think they're trying to highlight what's really going on the border. They're being appropriate. They're taking cues. They're working with law enforcement appropriately. They're peaceful in their nature, but yet they've got an organization that's amazing. We've had Stuart Rhodes on plenty of times, a personal good friend and stuff like that. I think the work David Clark Jr. is doing, Ted Nugent's doing, Stuart Rhodes is doing, the work Richard Mack's doing, the things that we're doing on the radio and the involvement that we have with the Richard Mack's organization. I think there's so many people starting to do. I think we're starting to gain synergism is the point, Kurt. You respond, and then we'll have Sheriff Clark respond.
Well, it's sort of like that. Do you remember that old story about that massive giant, whatever his name was, and they had all these little guys, and they kept throwing their little rope over the top of them, and finally enough little ropes were over, they could hold the thing down. I'm trying to remember what the but deal was called. But anyway, so in this case, the massive giant would be the out-of-control federal government, the out-of-control evil that's going on, and then all the rest of us and all the little guys tossing the ropes over, trying to hold that massive evil down.
It's like Brush Friars of Freedom, and it's like the swamp's under siege, Sheriff.
Yeah, you know, the big thing in any movement is you have to build a critical mass of people. You know, these things start out small, they start out organic, but they have to grow. And too many people don't have the patience, you know, unlike the Oath Keepers who had the patience over a long period of time to build this critical mass, because until you have a critical mass, you're not going to be able to be that effective. So, you know, it's important for the Oath Keepers to continue to hold rallies, continue to get media attention and keep that media attention to encourage and inspire other Americans to join their cause.
No doubt about it. So where are you going then? Are you involved in the conducting of these town halls?
Yes, I'll be on the panel, the one in both in Michigan, the Detroit area, and also in Cincinnati, Ohio, next week. So again, if people go to the website, We Build a Wall, they'll find out the time and location. I think it's the Hilton in Cincinnati, and I don't recall the location in Michigan, but they can find out. We need people to show up. I just talked about building a critical mass. We want a good turnout of people. It'll get media attention in the area. The Detroit area media has already announced it in a very pejorative way that we were coming, and yes, we are coming. And we've got a lot of people that will show up in Michigan. Conservative movement in Michigan is getting behind this as well.
What is the, let's see, it's Tom Tancredo, right?
Tom Tancredo, former congressman of Colorado.
Colorado, yeah. What's he doing now? Is he traveling and speaking and on the panels too?
Yes, he's on the board of directors as well. One of the things that he's doing, look, he's been on the forefront of conservative values in the United States. He took a lot of flack from his colleagues in Congress who thought, you know, he's one of the ones that early on got behind the Tea Party movement and realized that the conservative movement and the GOP in Congress needed the Tea Party as a fighting force. A lot of the establishment Republicans were against it. He took a lot of flack from them, but he didn't care. He knew that if he believed in something, he needed to stand strong for it, and he demonstrated that. I like patriots like Tom Tancredo.
You know, it's amazing when you find out who sits on your board. Brian's managed to jump into the fray quickly politically, but he's been a patriot because he swore an oath and he defended it and gave up so much for it that he's got the track record. That's what's giving him instant recognition, right?
Oh, without a doubt. Look, he's got skin in the game here. He paid the huge sacrifice in serving this country over in Iraq during Iraqi Freedom, as I mentioned, when his camp came under rocket attack. So, you know, you look and you listen to Brian, you can see the commitment. It would be easy for him to become bitter at what happened to him, you know, in fighting for freedom and fighting for this country, but it actually made him stronger. And so you look at him and you can't be anything but inspired. When he came to me, and I talked to him on the phone, and then I met him before I decided, because I do my own due diligence, wanted to make sure that this was a worthy effort. And when you talk to Brian, when you see him, you look and you say, man, how can I turn this guy down? How can I not get involved in this? This is the real deal, and this is, you know, part of the mission I wanted to undertake after retiring as sheriff and out of law enforcement after 40 years. So I wanted to be a full-time foot soldier, a full-time fighter for freedom and liberty in the United States.
Hey, Sheriff, do you wear Make America Great Again hats?
Darn right I do. I wear it often. I'm still waiting for, I hear people under attack for wearing a MAGA hat and getting it taken off their head and slapped around. I'm still waiting for somebody to do that to me because the response is going to be a lot.
Good luck with that.
And some of the stuff you've seen on TV.
Oh, that's funny. Good luck. I hope there's a video of that. I'm just telling you right now. All right. So, Kurt, I want to bring this up because Kurt sells. I don't know if you know this, but Kurt Crosby, my co-host, he has a raw honey business. He sells honey and all kinds of honey. Great taste and stuff, by the way. localhoneyman.com if you want to learn more about that. But anyway, I bring this up because Kurt sells a bunch of Make America Great Again hats, and he just watches how it really separates the good guys from the bad guys in a hurry. But a student was wearing some Make America Great Again paraphernalia, and it went bad at first. But I think we have good news coming out of this one, right, Kurt?
Well, that's right. You rarely see this, but the headline, student suspended for MAGA or Make America Great Again attire back in class. This was in Arizona. High school student who was suspended for wearing this Make America Great Again attire was back in class, but the dispute isn't over. The Alliance Defending Freedom are working on, they're the nonprofit legal group defending Logan Jones, that's the guy's name, said Perry High School officials refused to expunge the 10-day suspension from his record. Public schools have a duty to respect the legitimate free expression of students that the First Amendment guarantees to them. That's what their counsel said. While it's good that the school is allowing Logan to return to school, it isn't acceptable that this unjust suspension will remain on her record. I guess it's a girl. Anyway, so bottom line is...
I'm glad she's wearing a MAGA hat rather than one of those other kind of hats chicks wear these days. Holy moly. Good for her.
Good point. Yeah.
Wow. What do you think of that, Sheriff? I think this is an example where when good people push, good things happen.
Yeah, it's effective counter tactics. I like that sort of thing. Too many people just kind of say, well, what's the big deal? And they kind of go away. This is the First Amendment issue, without a doubt. People wear, Make America Great Again is a political statement. They're exercising their First Amendment right to political participation, and that is being stunted by the school system. It's being stunted when individuals come up and personally attack people who are exercising their political speech. So it's good that people are jumping in. You look at the Covington High School case, the same thing happened there. Those Christian boys were smeared and attacked by a big bully liberal media, and I'm glad that some highfalutin attorneys stepped in. Is now suing the Washington Post for $250 million. When I saw that, I said,
good, sue their socks off, people.
We're finally beginning to show signs of fight, pushing back, because the left is used to an old-style Republican that would just take it, all right? They wouldn't fight. They had no fight in them. They didn't want to fight. Well, there's a new kind of political conservative fighter. I talk about it in a column at townhall.com. It's titled Wanted. A new conservative fighter, and I talk about these things, about how we got to start to push back, we have to start to fight back, defend ourselves. You saw that one student at that California University that was sucker punched by that coward. He's been identified, and he's been charged. These are the sorts of things that we need to do, show some fight. Look, the left will back down. They're not fighters. What they are is they're troublemakers. They fight in packs because they're bullies. But one-on-one, individually, and I'm not just talking about physical confrontations, but I'm also talking about lawsuits. They like to file lawsuits. Well, we got to use the same tactics that they use to get their attention and to make it clear to them that, look, we're not putting up with your crap anymore.
WeBuildTheWall.us, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump's trying to keep his promise. Veteran Brian leading the charge to try to help make that happen by getting We the People behind the president. David A. Clark Jr. joining the board and also joining us on Liberty Roundtable Live. My friend, Godspeed, we'll have you back soon.
Thank you.
There he goes, David Clark Jr. I'm telling you, it's nice to see what he's doing now. It's nice to see Brian and what he's changed things to continue the fight that he's involved in. We're doing the best we can. The Oath Keepers, oathkeepers.org, doing a tremendous job. I'm just telling you good stuff. Now, if you want to check out these town halls, they've got a lot of them up online as well at the website, WeBuildTheWall.us. So check that out, too. We'll keep an eye on what David Clark is doing, and you're listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.